You're cute when you're nervous. My lips set in amusement as my gaze shifts from marsh to the scenery. Autumn has been mild for all the russet and gamboge leaves that still cling to the trees. The sky has the look of snow, but forecasts insist it will hold off another day. Dry roads and mild November temperatures should find us speeding up the Taconic Parkway, but Marsh is taking it slow. I'm not nervous. Marsh's smooth baritone holds a calm I once believed in when we'd first started dating. Marsh is the kind of man who can soothe nerves, or raise hell, without ever raising his voice. Quiet control is his gambit, made more believable by his natural confidence. But I've seen his game and know every one of his tells. Oh, yeah? My sly gaze slides back to his face. Then why are we doing 45 in a 55? I like to obey traffic laws. His slow, cheeky smile cops to the ridiculousness of the lie. Do you also like blood flow in your extremities? I jut my chin toward his grip that white-knuckles the steering wheel, eyeing the speedometer again. I don't think I've ever seen him take a highway drive under 65. We've passed the point in our relationship that merits an out-loud answer to every question. Entire conversations are had with the slightest quirk of a lip, the precision of a gaze, or the clever maneuver of a brow. And so should it be for a couple who has been together for 4 years. The look he gives me then relents, admitting with the clarity of a church bell, "You caught me. I'm totally freaking out." "Baby, these are your blood relatives, not a pit of vipers. Besides, you know I can hold my own." Marsh does know that. Hell, everyone knows better than to go up against me, Jada Jones, titan of industry and one of the most successful venture capitalists on Sand Hill Road. Marsh is among the rare breed who actually means it when he says that being with a powerful woman is a turn-on. He has admitted to me that watching his girlfriend hand startup CEOs their asses gets him a little hard. His eyes positively smolder when I put my bossy boots on.
Jada is in no way prepared to handle dinner with my family. I wish my epiphany had come sooner. I've pep-talked myself into believing otherwise all week. Keeping secrets about the money meant keeping secrets about the business, which in turn meant telling half-truths about my family. I've worked so hard to create a distinction between the way I live now and the way I was raised that I've never revealed to Jada what my family is like and how much money we really have. It isn't lying specifically to her, per se. When you're embarrassed by your wealth, you lie to everyone. For a decade or more, I've been editing details that may incriminate me. I refer to friends from boarding school as friends from high school. I've never revealed to most people that I'm from Connecticut, only that I'm from back east. If anyone ever asks where I went to school, I mention my grad school alma mater, UCLA, never my undergrad, Yale. And I don't just let my words do the talking. I grocery shop at Costco and Trader Joe's. I bring a packed lunch to work each day instead of buying lunch from restaurants on the street. I've resisted the siren call of the Tesla dealership and bought myself a Prius. Sure, I still have money, but it is hidden behind the secret panels of my life, just as a secret wallet compartment holds my Centurion card. And I would have gotten away with telling Jada in my own time if it hadn't been for my meddling grandmother. The woman has been guilting me about bringing Jada home to meet her for years. The insistent call I received from Mama summoning me back for an urgent family matter is most likely an excuse to achieve just that. Mama will have surmised that I have existing plans with Jada. She knows that bringing Jada along as part of my own sacrifice, a single day out of my Thanksgiving weekend, is the only decent thing to do. The timing of Mama's family meeting renders the word sacrifice an understatement. The meeting has ruined my meticulous plans for a romantic getaway in Whistler. Supremely romantic, if things go my way. I am not so thankful for anybody as I am for Jada. It seems fitting that Thanksgiving weekend also be the weekend I propose.